This is KERI News. I'm Eric Austin. Some big news is coming out Friday from UT Southwestern Medical Center. It's been named a comprehensive cancer center. The designation comes from the federal government's main agency for cancer research. It's the gold standard for places that treat cancer patients. Some might consider this the good housekeeping seal of approval for cancer centers, but it's more than that for both the medical center and for patients. The designation means attracting more scientists to North Texas who will study cancer, and they'll get more funding for their research, says Dr. Daniel Podolsky, UT Southwestern president.
It means that patients coming to UT Southwestern, often with some of the most difficult forms of cancer, will have access not only to what is cutting edge today, but clinical trials, access to the next generation of intervention, whether that's new drugs, new treatments.
UT Southwestern's Harold C. Simmons Comprehensive Cancer Center now joins 44 other facilities across the country with this top designation. That includes the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. MD Anderson in Houston has long been the only comprehensive cancer center in Texas. Podolsky says the comprehensive designation means North Texas cancer patients can stay closer to home to get top-tier treatment.
If you're living here in North Texas, right in your backyard, you are going to find an institution of a caliber that matches those across the country.
UT Southwestern is also getting a grant of about $8 million to support the center. This comprehensive label comes from the National Cancer Institute. Government officials say the designation means more publicity for cancer centers, more prestige, and more money. It could also mean more patients. That pleases Dr. Jim Wilson. He's director of the Simmons Cancer Center.
Not only has UT Southwestern made concerted effort to recruit cancer experts, but we've built new facilities to accommodate the research program's growth, as well as to provide wonderful care opportunities for our patients.
UT Southwestern scientists study all sorts of cancer. They see an opportunity to focus on liver cancer. Wilson says the number of North Texas cases is surging.
We don't fully understand why. And so the first step is to actually understand what's driving this cancer. And then second, to bring together a nationally prominent expert group to work together to unravel both the mystery of why this cancer is growing so frequently, and then second, how to attack it more effectively.
Thanks to the new comprehensive center status, Wilson hopes Dallas might one day be home to the next big liver cancer breakthrough. Eric Austin, KERI News.